Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, Bishop Poole again. Here we are. Amen. As always, we happy to have you and you here with us. Amen. Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Call a friend, tell a friend. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And we always come forth at a grassroots level trying to get understanding. Amen. Here's what Jermaine Hawkins and God Cares for You. God bless you. Cheer up, my brother, and cheer up, my sister. Amen. The Walking Hawkins, Jermaine Hawkins, amen, singing that song. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my sister. God still needs you, because without him, amen, we wouldn't be here. But God still needs you. Amen. That's why we're doing his work. God worked through people. God worked through people. Amen. Because we are fighting a spiritual warfare here on earth, and God worked through people. God bless you. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for those that are listening. Oh God, we know that you are knows all, sees all, you're omnipotent, all knowing, all seeing, you're everywhere, you're all powerful. And God, we thank you for your presence. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance tonight, today, wherever this broadcast may be heard. Oh God, and touch the men and women of God, amen, Lord, as they come forth, amen. And we ask you not only to bless them, oh God, but give them their heart desire, because your commandment is that you told us to go, commission people to go and, amen, spread the word throughout the earth. Lord, we pray that this broadcast, amen, be a blessing to someone, that they will catch the revelation, amen, that what you want them to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're discussing about prayer tonight and today. Amen. And we are, you can dial 1-855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. Or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 215-8816. We're talking about, amen, prayer. Amen. It's divine communication between God, amen, and those that we worship. We talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen, that here on earth, and all those, amen, that may, might be some might not worshiping God. But at the same time, amen, God, we're talking about, amen, he created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Created the heavens and the earth, and all things was made by him. He given us a benefit. God has given us a benefit through his son, Jesus Christ, that we can communicate with him. We got a toll-free number. Amen. We can call him at all times and discuss, amen, our problems and our situations with him. And he had given his believers, amen, the right. Give the believers the right, amen, to communicate with him. Because we have the privilege, amen, because we are his children. Amen. We are his believers. Amen. He has given us power and authority to intercede for those that are his and those that are seeking his deliverance. In the book of Daniel, amen, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse, amen, as we begin to read here a portion of Daniel and the 10th verse, and now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his window open toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since the early days. Amen. It was his custom. Amen. He worshiped God. Amen. And the spirit of God. Amen. Because God is a spirit. Those that worship him in the spirit and in truth. What we find here, the background of Daniel. Daniel was a statesman, was a prophet. Amen. Nothing is known of his family, but he is thought to have been in noble descent. Daniel 1 and 3, he was carried captive to Babylon during the reign of Jehoiakim. Daniel 1 and 2, he and 3 companions, because of their special qualification, were selected to be trained for the king's service. There's a marked resemblance between Daniel's career and that of Joseph. Both was carried captive in youth, were model youth, and found employment in the king's court. Both was unjustly persecuted. Their hardship became stepping stones to honor. And through the interpretation of dreams, was exalted to rulership. Both lived pure lives in the midst of corruption, corrupted courts, and died in a foreign land. Daniel, like Moses, was both a statesman and a prophet. As a seer, he was given a telescope vision, which had a long range than the most of the other prophets. He saw beyond the coming of Christ and beheld his enthronement as King of Kings. He's particularly a prophet in the last days. Amen. So what we find here, amen, Daniel's qualities, and God still used him. Amen. God can use young men. God can use young people. Amen. He desires, amen, for to serve him. There are many young people today. Amen. Needs, amen, and other model examples. And here we find Daniel. We're using him as an example because of his connection and his practice relieved a lot of stress and kept a positive mind. Amen. Talking with God. Amen. Amen. And that's today, as us as Christian, those that believers. We know communication is very important. We have friends and relatives and cousins, and amen, and we desire to call, amen, and you feel comfortable, you feel relaxed, you have someone you can discuss things with, amen, and be very, amen, open about the discussion, because you know, amen, who they are. Amen. The lines are open, and we're discussing, amen, the prayers. Daniel prayed three times a day. He prayed three times a day. He expressed himself. Amen. You might have a prayer request in this discussion, in this broadcast, that you would like someone to pray for you. Amen. You like for someone, amen, to pray. Amen. Because the Bible said the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Jesus prayed, and it's a privilege. Amen. It's a privilege. It's an honor. Not only that, but, amen, we're qualified as men and women of God, amen, to pray for others, intercede for others. Amen. So sometimes you take two or three, amen, to get to your answer. Because of the fact, amen, Ephesians 5, amen, discuss about we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You know, many times we fall short because we are flesh. We live in the flesh. But Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, what is born of the spirit is spirit, and what is born of the flesh is flesh. Amen. You cannot fight spiritual things with fleshly things or natural things. Amen. Amen. If you know someone is working unruly attitudes, and, amen, you know they're discussing and using betrayal conversation against you, and you know they're fighting against you, amen, you don't know why that person decided to do that, amen, but you want to stay in love with them, amen, you have to go to God. Those of us, amen, we know, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, amen, no need of us, amen, taking guns and knives and shoes and throwing hot water or whatever you desire to do in the natural, because it's not going to prosper. It's not going to prosper because of the fact that Christians, amen, since we know God is alive, we know there's a spiritual evil world, and we know God, amen, have power over the spiritual world here on earth. And we know because of that, we know how, amen, to reach God for victory. That's the difference. Christians know that there's an enemy. Christians know the things that are happening in the world. Amen. Human beings killing them, human beings, is not natural. Amen. Because we know the word. We know the word of God. God said these things are going to happen. Amen. Betraying one another, hating one another. We know that is not, amen, biblical for Christian walk with God. We know this is not. So we understand. Maybe we haven't practiced long enough, amen, that spiritual things have to be dealt in a spiritual manner. Amen. You just can't walk up to the bank and pray out in front of a bank. Amen. And say, Lord, help me this, that, and the man will ask you. Say, well, sir, I'm sorry. Amen. Do you have an account here? No, sir. No, sir. But I know God will. No, sir, I'm sorry. You just, amen. We don't have nothing against you. Amen. But you got to have some physical money. Amen. Amen. You got to have a physical account. Amen. If you want a job, you got to go apply for the job. Amen. Spiritual things work with spiritual things. Amen. So here we're discussing about why Daniel prayed three times a day. Amen. And we know, as Christians, amen, we can understand that sometimes we need others to help us pray it through. Amen. So if you have a prayer request, you can call in. Amen. You don't have to give a name or a number, but ask a prayer request. Amen. For you. Amen. Or someone else. Those that you know that need a little help. Somebody pray for us. When we didn't even know what was happening, we didn't understand. Somebody pray for us. Amen. You can go to your phones now and have our technician to tap you in. You can dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816, and push 1 on your phone. Amen. A technician will come in, and you can discuss your prayer life or anyone's prayer life. And if you'd like to pray for someone, and all of us are listening amen, and during this broadcast, you can pray along with us, amen, because Jesus said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. So if two or three of us agreeing on this individual, amen, problem or situation that they pronounce, amen, well, I'm quite sure, amen, I have faith, amen, that God will answer prayer. All right, push one on your phone. Let me thank God for you. Amen. Not only that, but those of you who want to view this broadcast on the computer, we can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you can look for Doctrine of Truth, and you can review, you can hear now this broadcast later on today or tonight, even tomorrow. Amen. All right, just push one on your phone. Amen. You can be glad to have someone about a testimony. Or maybe you can remember. Amen. The song said, you know, somebody pray for me. Amen. All right, we're going to our phone lines now. Amen. And once you push your on your phone, our technician will get to you. Amen. And we're glad to have you, and God bless you and many more that are calling. Amen. Remember, Jesus always prayed. Amen. He always prayed. His disciples were so concerned about him praying. They were so concerned. They would wonder why, amen, Jesus prayed so much. What was going on? He's constantly praying, amen, for his disciples. Amen. He was constantly, amen, talking to God about a situation. Amen. He was constantly, amen, reaching out. Amen. Not only that, what we had where the disciples, amen, was praying and they asked Jesus about it, and Jesus told them that man should always pray. Amen. Paul wrote, man should always pray and not faint. Amen. Right now, while we are waiting and looking at, amen, we thank God for all of you. Father, we thank you right now for the callers, amen, that are calling in. And Lord, we thank you for stretching your hand of deliverance upon each and every one. Oh God, those that are being fought, amen, by discouragement. Lord, we rebuke that spirit of disencouragement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that, amen, you want to us to have joy, amen, and you bring joy. Jesus said he came, he brought joy and peace of mind. And Lord, we thank you for the joy. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We rebuke disencouragement, oh God. Amen. We want you to, you say the comforter when he come. Amen. And he would comfort us. And Lord, we thank you for it. And we bless the name in Jesus' sake. Amen. All right. And the Daniel prayer. He prayed 3 times a day. He prayed in the morning. And maybe you had was praying so, but you weren't aware. Amen. Daniel prayed in the morning. He prayed around noonday, and he prayed in the afternoon. Psalms 55 and 17 said, evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. That was David. Amen. David was seeking God, constantly praying, constantly talking to God. Amen. Seek to God. Seek the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. So David was stretching out, amen, his conversation, his thought pattern, all his life, amen, throughout the day, amen. He was speaking to God. He was speaking, amen, and discussing things that was happening and things that the trouble that he was going through, amen. And he found out, amen, that talking with God can relieve the stress. Have someone to communicate with can relieve the stress off you. Yes, it will. Once you know amen, that who's talking with you or who you're discussing with, amen, and they can relieve the stress because you got a chance to share with them, and in your sharing, you know, amen, that this, the conversation not going to get back to anyone else, amen, things that you're going through, amen, and relieve the stress. Relieve the stress. It give you a peace of mind. Because of this, it builds relationship. It builds relationship. Amen. God, amen, he wants us to be a friend to him. Amen. Friend. Jesus said, I'll be your friend. Amen. I'll stick closer than a brother. Amen. All right, we have a caller. Amen. And you just press 1 on your phone, and we'd be glad to have you in. And area code 910, last 4 digits 6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Bishop. One of the things we constantly always talk about is having that constant communication and building on that relationship with God. And the most perfect way to do it is through prayer. And as Daniel did, Daniel took, he prayed the word.
Uh-huh. But the prophets had already prophesied at that particular time, and he reminded God of his word. And there's one thing that the enemy can't touch, and that's God's word. So as we begin to study and we begin to focus on God's word and we begin to pray his word, those are the words that the enemy can't touch. And also, when we pray those prayers, we begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, building our inner man up. So once you begin to do that and you begin to have that constant communication 3 to 4 times a day, as Daniel did with God, your inner man will build up, and you'll find that strength. You'll find that peace. You know, here recently, I've seen some things going on in my life, and you know, it really challenged my faith. But through prayer, I found that joy, and I found that peace, and I found that, you know, strength that I needed to get through. And I really found it by really praying in the Holy Spirit. That began to build me up, and through the midnight hour when I get up in the middle of the night and the Holy Spirit is tugging on me to pray. That's what I begin to do. I begin to pray in the Holy Spirit and let the Spirit make that utterance for me. You know, as the scripture said, man know not what to pray for, but the Spirit knows what to pray for. So I just want to encourage the listeners, you know, to begin to seek God on another level and pray unconventional times. You know, sometimes we set aside a certain time every day to pray. It could be, you know, you might say, well, I'm going to pray at 11:30. What the devil will do, he'll bring a distraction around that certain time to try to distract you from praying, because he know that's your set time. But if you can pray at unconventional times, you know, and we always got to remember, prayer is meant to be from an offensive mindset. It's not meant to be when we run into a jam, then we start praying. It's meant to be from an offensive mindset, because we have the upper hand. You know, the enemy don't have the upper hand. We have the upper hand. So when you're on offense, you're always in attack mode. You're always in attack mode. You're not trying to defend yourself. So those are the things I've learned about prayer, and it's really helped me grow, and it's really gave me that peace and that joy. Even though you're going through a storm, if you continue to pray and you continue to seek the face of God, you'll find that strength. And God will answer your prayer. You just got to stay strong, and you know, it's that continual prayer. It's not just that one time. You got to continue to seek his face. It says those that diligently seek his face. You know, those are the key things I would just like to share tonight.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good point. Amen. People look at, especially young babes as well as sometimes, amen, those of us, we find ourselves very comfortable. Amen. God has blessed us. We find ourselves comfortable being complacent. And we forget, amen, you got an enemy watching you. Amen. If he start looking where the bombs will stop shelling out, he can stop loading up and shooting back. Amen. He's waiting now. He's waiting now. I say, okay, we see a point here. We know where we can attack him at. Amen. It's very good. Very good point. Amen. Prayer is an offensive position that you're taking. Amen. You constantly, amen, position yourself, putting a blanket around everything you own, everything you see, and constantly doing so. Amen. God bless you. Very, very good. We appreciate that. Amen. I want you to pray right now. Pray over something that the Lord has put on your mind to pray for at this moment. Maybe someone is listening.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for those listeners who have been praying to you and they feel discouraged because their prayers haven't been answered in their time. God, we know that your thoughts are not our thoughts and our ways are not your ways. God, I speak a word of encouragement through prayer for those listeners right now, Lord God. And I thank you that you should give them that peace, that
yes.
peace that will help them calm the storm, Lord God. The peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we know that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek your face. Father, I thank you, and I speak peace into their hearts, the peace into their minds, and I speak a word of encouragement to their hearts right now. Thank you, Father, for doing it for them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for just leading them and guiding them by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Spirit stirring up the gift that's on the inside of the listeners that are listening right now. Father, we give you the praise and all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Those that are listening tonight, we're doing a special program, as always, giving God word. And amen. Listeners, amen. We're doing a live intercession, amen, for your condition. Amen. As we pray, someone come on and pray. Not everybody might not pray. But when you do come on, amen, if you'd like to say something to encourage someone or pray for someone, amen, amen. We pray with faith, amen. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Prayer works. It works. Amen. When you reach out, Jesus did it. You should feel comfortable, amen, about praying because Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed so often. And I used to always, amen, I'm taking up this example about the cell phone. Amen, if Jesus had a phone bill, I know nobody don't want to pay his phone bill. He was always calling heaven. He was always on the phone, walking around with the phone. Amen. You find people today that without the cell phone, they got so attached to it. They got so, it's a part of them because they start using it. Amen. Now we have to pass a law. Tell people to put down the cell phone. They're driving with the phone on and walking around with the phone on. And amen. Because of prayer, Daniel found, and many men and women of God, amen, they have found that prayer can relieve pressure. I mean, prayer can ease your mind. And God will give you that peace. Amen. God will give you that peace. Amen. All you do is press one on your phone. Amen. We have something to share. Amen. Not only about prayer, but have something to share that you would like to talk about, maybe want us to pray for. Amen. We'd be glad to pray for it. All of us that's on the studio, I thank God for all of you that are showing up. Amen. I can't hardly see my studio, so many on. And I thank God for it. But amen. That's all you have to do is come on and say maybe two or three short words or whatever. Amen. And be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. That's one of the spirits the enemy used, one of his tools. Amen. The discouragement. Discouragement. People might not realize, amen, that that's powerful. It's powerful because if you can get you to stop being positive, you have no other way to go but negative ways. Amen. You can dial 1-855 toll free 236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We'd like to make a point as well, amen, about Jesus, which is always, he's always our model. He is the way. We are following him. Amen. And Jesus in the gospel according to John, the 17th chapter, amen, Jesus prayed. He not only prayed for himself, he prayed for his followers, amen, the apostles, then he prayed for the believers. Amen. So you can pray for yourself. You can pray for yourself. Amen. You can pray for yourself, amen, and ask God to strengthen you and help you. Amen. Because the Bible says in James, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So you can pray for yourself. Amen. Ask God to help you. Amen. You're a believer. You're righteous. There's nothing wrong with praying for yourself. But at the same time, you should pray, amen, for others. For others. Amen. It takes, sometimes it takes two or three touching and agreeing. That's one prayer I have learned, amen, early in my ministry. Amen. With God, two or three people coming together according to God's word. According to God's word. Matthew 18, chapter 3. Two or three coming together in agreement. In agreement. And looking for God to work. To work through people. He does work through people now. We're on earth. We're still on earth. We're still here. And when you ask God, amen, God will begin to work. Other people touch their mind. Someone give you a call. Someone send you a letter. Or you might go to a place and you run across the same thing that you're praying for. The same thing you're praying for. All the desires of your heart. Amen. God knows you. And that's why it's so important. Amen. Watch this now. In the book of St. John, Jesus prayed. Amen. We're leaving Daniel a little bit and going to the Gospel according to John, talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. Many of the old saints, God appealed unto them, the prophets. He spoke to the prophets. Amen. And we have the same communication line through the Holy Spirit that God can, amen, communicate with us as he did with the prophets of old. Amen. Because the same Holy Spirit was there, he's here. Amen. If you read and study the scriptures, how the Spirit of God came upon them and he spoke with them and he gave them vision. The same benefit we have, amen, as believers. As believers. As you pray, God will give you a vision, a dream. Amen. And all of these are benefits, amen, of the kingdom of God. All of these are benefits, amen, of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Amen. Notice it in the book of Gospel according to John. Amen. We're waiting. Someone else, I know someone else is going to press one. And Jesus prayed, amen, for all his believers. And one thing that struck me in St. John 17 when I was reading this prayer, amen, and it kind of touched me a little bit. Amen. The 17th chapter and the 8th verse, amen. Jesus said, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I, amen, I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those who have you given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now, when I read that part, not only that, the 11th verse, and now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I came to you, Holy Father, keep through your names those who are you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those who you gave me, I kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition. Amen. And he goes on and says, but now I come to you, and all these things I speak in the world, that you may have my joy be filled in them. 15th verse, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. This was a little shocking to me. What about, amen, Jesus said he prayed that he don't want God to take us out of the world. And I know many felt when you came to Christ and you loved God and you was ready to leave here. You say, well, Lord, I'm happy and I'm glorified in you and I'm have joy in you. But when I read this, I said, oh, my God, Jesus wants us to stay. Well, he wants us to stay here and be witnesses. He wants us to stay here because he gave us the power, amen, to use his name and follow his instructions, which is the word of God. Now, there's a parable Jesus told. He said that let the wheat grow with the chaff. What do you think about that? Let the wheat grow with the chaff. In other words, the wheat cannot come over, and the chaff cannot overtake the wheat. They can choke it out, but he said, let it grow. When God said, let it grow, in other words, it's going to grow right up together. So if you're a believer and you're with God and staying with God, and Jesus already told God, Lord, don't take him out of the world, but keep him from the evil one, amen. Don't let the devil roar at you and holler at you and threaten you. He can't do anything unless you want to walk away from him. And those are the tactics he used. It's disencouragement. He lie on you and cheat you and all these other things. But you have the power. We already won. You already won. All right. Someone else want to mash one on the phone. You might have a testimony, a dream, a vision. Amen. About prayer. Or you might want to encourage the new believers. In these time and days, amen, we're in times when, amen, don't look at what's happening in the world. Amen. We know the economy is happening. We don't live by that. We live by what God's word said. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but that by every word. Amen. We want to pray right now for those that are going through financial difficulties, amen. Matthew 7:7 is one of the scriptures God gave me many years ago, and I can only carry what he gave me, and I live by it. Matthew 7:7, and also St. John 15:1-7, amen, about abiding in him and keeping his word. Matthew 7:7 is about seeking, you'll find, knocking, the door will be open, amen. In financial difficulties, you pray and ask God, amen. But you should put some wheels, some telephone, or some letters, amen, conversation to what you're about. And it's biblical, and it's scripture. Amen. You'll find it. You'll find it. Amen. You're going to find it. It might not be in your back door. Might not be around the corner. Amen. You're going to find it. Amen. It's there. It's there for you. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, we're two or three touching and agreeing. We all interceding, and we are stretching our hands at this time for those that are going to financial difficulties. Amen. We know you have all the cattle on 1,000 hills, and we know you have the applications and the computers in your hands. And, oh Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, God, touch those that are going through financial difficulties. And we rebuke Satan's hand, the principalities, the powers of air. Amen. He's trying to hold up, amen, these blessings. He's trying to hold up the men and women of God. He's trying to hold up God's people. Amen. Trying to suppress them and discourage them. But Lord, we ask you right now, in your name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, loose the money, loose the credit, loose the favoritism, loose the careers. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we're going to keep the faith for it. We're going to look for it. Amen. All right. Amen. We're going to get ready to another caller. Yes, sir. Area code 305-4271, the last four digits. God bless you.
Bishop, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Doctor, how you doing?
It's a pleasure. Thank God for that prayer you just prayed, and the earlier prayer.
Yes,
we are looking at Daniel, and we see a contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel prayed 3 times a day in the face of adversity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was told, see, it was in him to pray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he, his spirit was on him, but he wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost.
All right.
You see?
All right.
So prayer has to be personal, and it has to be a part of you. You see? And so we see Daniel prayed, and his prayer, you see, in his time, really got him in trouble.
Okay.
But God worked it out for him. Now Daniel is showing a good picture of we must continue.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is a continual process. You
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
Prayer, I think you said it earlier, man ought to always pray. So,
yes,
so with that, there was a fulfillment, if you will, after Jesus established the church.
Mm-hmm.
See, we are in Christ, you see. So,
yes,
so our total existence in him is total constant prayer. Am I
mm-hmm.
making any sense?
Okay.
It's prayer all the time. Now, there are times you were, as he taught earlier, enter your closet.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the closet, and his name is where we live. This is where we abide. You see?
Okay. All
and right. So God intends for his word to be fulfilled in our life. We must continue to pray. Now listen, Bishop, if you break down, listen, you're a child of God, you're a son of God, you're a servant. If you break down, God's word will still stand. Now the
yes,
Holy
sir.
Ghost, when you can't get it out, the Holy Ghost will make groanings intercession for you. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? So Daniel showed us a good picture, you see,
mm-hmm.
of how you got to talk to God. He's available, you see. God, he wants to talk to you more than you think he does. Amen.
Right.
Why you think he says, I'm going to live in you?
Okay.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes, sir.
Cause he want to be close, ain't that something? So,
mm-hmm.
so we hold him dear and close. We esteem him highly. See, cause he the one saved us. He the one fill us with the Spirit. You see,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Ghost is our connector, and through the Holy Ghost I'm reminded now we therefore do mortify the deeds of our body, whatever we need, and this what I just recently came into, and it's real.
Mm-hmm.
If you got things you can't shake, you can't get rid of, you just take it to God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Even your medication.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Take it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Take mm-hmm. your prescriptions to him. You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And he'll
yes.
tell you how to take it. That's what he did for me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
you're absolutely right. It's a very good Daniel prayer times. You see, he showed us a very, very good picture. When you get prayer in you, listen, ain't no need to beating yourself down because your car got a flat, you broke down, and you on the way to prayer.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
You can make your altar right there outside the road, jacking up your car. Ain't that
oh,
so?
Yeah. Amen.
So
amen.
We find that God's, he's with us, and he said he won't leave us. And that
mm-hmm.
prayer is the best. So the answer is the older church, they prayed, many of them prayed round the clock until the answer came.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying we live around the clock. even in your sleep, amen, it's meaningful to God. Isn't that something? Even through dreams, amen, dreams, we have dreams that entices us to question God. What do this mean? You go to him in prayer. So our total existence, amen, is with him, is in him. And I just heard now, I have not seen.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Nor ear have heard.
Mm-hmm.
The things that he have in store, have prepared for us. Isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
Those
Amen.
That are in Christ Jesus. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Always needful. Amen. Amen. I'm quite sure we have some more. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone, and then, amen, our technician will tap you in. Amen. About prayer. Yes, sir. You on? God bless you. Area code 352-1615. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. So glad. Thank you that God has still have you with an open door, such as we that come today to be able to speak into the lives of this audience. I was thinking about James 5:16. Some
yes,
things
sir.
Come to me with that. He talked about a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the level of prayer life that he prays, and the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. As though there is other prayers that has been prayed, but from another level of compassion, another level of dimension, another level of concern to God, of knowledge of God, a fervent prayer of a righteous man. Then he talks about the effects of it. He said it will produce more. And in the next verse, he talks about Elias. Said he prayed earnestly. So we're looking at different levels of expression and desire and commitment to God when we pray. And if we just allow God to really be able to minister back to us, prayer sets a standard with our relationship with God that we that we will die out, that we will die out in our relationship in the spiritual realm, that we will have a stronger communication with God, because every day we pray. And we don't pray with understanding. And that is what gives us lots of time, by not really feeling that we have reached God with our prayers, or God have reached back and answered our prayers. Because it talks about relationships.
Amen.
He talked about righteous man. Well, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, those that are born again into the family of God. So that is the righteous man. He prayed, and he prayed concerning who he is and his connection to who God is. When you pray with that kind of knowledge and passion and love, well, then your prayers will be answered, and there will be no doubt within you that God have answered your prayers. I just want to pray a prayer, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Our Father and our God. Our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Maker, our Redeemer, God, our Healer, and our Provider, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this man of God. We thank you for this opportunity to minister in the lives of these captive people that's waiting to hear a word of deliverance from you, God, from one of us that are speaking here tonight. I pray, God, that you will come, God, and move by the power of your Spirit. Let the anointing rest upon them, God. Set them free from every hindrance, God, in the name of Jesus. And we believe that it's done. We declare it, and we decree it tonight. And we do it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Bishop. You're stirring up as always. Always a man of God, man of God. Amen. And I know we have some old prophetess out there. And amen. You stirred up something and it hit me. when I first, you know, when we pray, we're gonna look at it, because we're gonna enter into the spirit world. When you pray in the Holy Ghost and you be praying, and David said in the 55th Psalm, amen, 55th division and 17th verse, David said, evening and the morning and noon I will pray and cry aloud. I know the Isaiah 58 said, cry aloud and spare not. And he was, sometimes we feel, amen, an earnest expectation or, like I say, effective, fervent prayer. Amen, amen. Yeah. You be reaching out with all your inner man. You be trembling and praying, saying, Lord, you know, I need to get through. Lord, I know you hear me. And I know, my mind fell on, amen. I know it might be, I don't want to get too far out there because I've always, over time, slowly get away. But my mind found out when I got into the, I was in my closet one time and young in the Lord and it's crying out, speaking in tongue and crying. Yeah. Amen. And I heard somebody, arr, arr, and I jumped. I said, my Lord. So what I did, I called my aunt, and it happened a couple of times, so I had to call my aunt. I said, I got to find out what's going on here. And she said, that's the devil. I said, what? She said, yeah, because I felt myself drifting. So, you know, and sometimes, I know some of you that pray a lot, you can hear a curse word. And I was, I said, what's going on here? It's the enemy. You in a spiritual world. Amen. When you start saying Jesus and don't let yourself drift too much, you be out in the spirit now. You be out in the spirit. Amen.
That's affirmative.
And God. Amen. God is out there. Amen. We can enter in. And if you're not righteous, you can get caught out there. And many out there calling Jesus' name ain't righteous, Bishop. They ain't righteous. And you got to be careful when you get out there like that now. Amen. So you got to be stopping there. Let me get off and let y'all talk. Amen. Go ahead, Bishop. Amen. We get a couple more minutes. We got some more. I don't want to be blamed for holding up anybody else, but amen. I always enjoy prayer and prayer. I was brought up on prayer. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Us. The Word of God. God grows us. That's how He grows us, through our gifting, through our lifestyle that is created through prayer, through fasting, through walking with God, receiving God's word, studying and praying. And listen to James, praying and communicating with God so God has access to you and to every weakness that you bear in your life, that you struggle with, everything defect in your life, through prayer, when you open yourself up to God perfectly. God is able to come in to your spirit man and begin to root your spirit man and give your spirit man a quickening upon your flesh and begin to heal you in those areas where you're afflicted at, where you're struggling, trying to have a relationship in the world, have a relationship with God, try to have peace in your home. All of these here entities that keeps us separated from God are everything, every obstacle that comes. Prayer can break that chain. Prayer can give us access back to God when we are fervently praying to God and crying out to God. When we get up in the morning, when we lay out down at night, pray to God, talk to Him. He'll talk back to you. All you got to do is cry out. Cry loud. Spare not.
Yes, sir.
Talk to
God. Sir. You know, you got me on, my mind is falling on some ministers now. Many times, you know, how Jesus built up the virtue by praying. All right, we have another caller. Amen. 561-4556. Amen. You're on the air. God bless you. God bless you. Last four digits, 4556. Area code 561. You're on the air. All right. Amen. We have you punched in, and amen, I think they're having a little technical problem with their phone. Amen. They're speaking, we can't hear. Amen. When you pray, he prayed honestly to God in God's presence, and we feel his presence. You feel his presence, and the more you stay in his presence, amen, the natural man begin to decrease, but that inner man build up. But it also, you know, I should think about, well, how did Jesus get this? The lady that touched the hem of his garment. He just touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible says the virtue came out of him. The virtue. Amen. He stepped back and said, oh, somebody touched me. You know, the more you pray and you enter in to the spiritual world, the more you enter in to that anointing, the more you enter in the anointing, that authority, God, that presence of God wants you there. Amen. He can, not only he helps those, but he helps you and help others around you. All right, we have a call on the line. Amen. 561 4556. You're on air. God bless you. Amen. All right, well, technician, we have to move on. Amen. We're coming down to the end. Amen. But the more you be in God's presence, the more, amen, you begin to feel the joy of the Lord. But it also, amen, God lets you begin to see things. Amen. Spirit to discern more things. And amen, you become to be more inner-minded. Amen. If I can use that, what's going to happen. You get that more unction in you. Amen. The spirit, amen, the Romans 8, to my those that are led by the Spirit, amen, they are the children of God. The Holy Spirit getting more of that access, amen, to you, like the bishop was saying. You get the more access, and he knows you, and you know one another. Like you're riding in the car, and your co-pilot would say, oh, turn here. I saw that over with you. Well, I can't see but one way. Yeah, but I see this over here. Now, if you turn, I saw it down the street. Amen. I know where it is. Okay. The car's turning there. I'm going to turn in there. Amen. You got more than just you there. It's more than just you. Amen. God bless you. We always enjoy. Amen. God don't give us fun, but he give us joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And we find out through David, and we find out through others, amen, that God will help you. He'll strengthen you. Amen. Whatever you're going through, you can pray out. You can pray through it. Amen. It's a song that's kind of popular. Say you can pray through it. Amen. Whatever it is, amen, God will lift you up above it. Amen. He'll hit the mountain. You can pray. You can get over the mountain. Amen. With his help. With his help. We need to just draw on what God has given us. He's given us the word, and he has given us, amen, a communication line. Amen. We love you tonight. We love you. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for your touch. Amen. For the callers, Lord, we claim blessings upon them. We claim healing and financial deliverance on them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind Satan's hand. We bind Satan's hand. We bind every works of the enemy, whatever weapon that he's trying will not be successful, oh God, because we believe in tonight. We believe in today. Even those that's going to view this program and this broadcast, oh God, that you give us all victory. Amen. Victory, victory, victory shall be mine. Amen. David said to receive a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. We can keep that on our mind. And we'll find out God is able to do everything with faith. Amen. We're closing on this song, and you can go to your computer and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you'll find that, amen, you can view this broadcast in the prayers of the saints. Until next time, amen. God bless you. Why am I feeling this way?
important to be.